You're listening to a web-only version of this segment. Please advise that full versions of these songs may contain mature or explicit language. I'm Ryan LaCroix, and this is Sample Size, KOSU's weekly exploration of new music with Look at OKC pop music columnist Matt Carney. Hey, Matt.
Howdy, Ryan.
First, we have a surprise release of a greatly anticipated album.
Twitter lit up Sunday night with the news that one of the year's most eagerly anticipated records was suddenly available for digital purchase, more than a week ahead of its previously announced due date. Compton, California rapper Kendrick Lamar's second major label release, To Pimp a Butterfly, covers a lot of sonic and socioeconomic ground, expanding on his often jaw-dropping 2012 record Good Kid, Mad City. This thing has more in common musically with funk bands like Parliament Funkadelic and Free Jazz Freaks than today's hip-hop mainstays. I hear Sly and the Family Stone and Public Enemy's perspectives on America in there, not Jay-Z or Drake's. And if you do decide to listen to Pimp a Butterfly this week, be careful, because when Kendrick gets angry, he is a terrifying force to behold.
We got a young brother that stands for something! We got a young brother that believes in all of us!
Tribulation, but I know God. Satan wanna put me in a bow tie.
Pray that the holy water don't go dry. Yeah, yeah. As I look around me, so many wolves, but don't wanna down me. But enemy gon' never drown me. In front of a dirty double mirror, they found me. And I love myself.
The world is a ghetto,
because
it can't
cry. I love myself,
but it can do what it want whenever it want. I don't mind.
I love myself.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Lift up your head and keep moving.
Keep moving.
Or let the paranoia haunt you.
Haunt you.
Peace to fashion police. I wear my heart on my sleeve. Let the runway start. You know the miserable. Do love company. You want for me and my scars. Everybody lack confidence. Everybody lack confidence. How many times my potential was anonymous? How many times the city making me promises? So I promise this.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto because
it
can't keep
trying. I love myself.
But it can do what it want whenever it want.
Street and a gun in the hood and a mob of police and a rock on a corner and a line full of fiend and a bottle full of lean and a motto on a scheme, yep. These days of frustration keep y'all on tuck in rotation. I duck these cold faces, post up, feed 5-4 for basis. Dreams are reality's peace. Blow steam in the face of the beast. The sky can fall down, the wind can cry now. The strong in me, I still smile.
I love myself.
The world is a ghetto because it can't keep
trying. I love myself,
but it can do what it want whenever it want.
Until the well runs dry.
Mar with I off his second album, To Pimp a Butterfly, that's out now on Interscope Records. Next, Sufjan Stevens returns to intimate acoustic sounds on his upcoming album.
The early press surrounding Sufjan Stevens' forthcoming seventh studio record, Carrie and Lowell, indicated a work of skeletal folk music, a major change of style from his bombastic, occasionally danceable last record, 2010's The Age of Odds. Likewise, the exercises in Stevens' songwriting have drastically changed. The Age of Odds took a deep inner turmoil and projected it outward, while on Carrie and Lowell, the artist mines childhood memories of his stepfather and mother in the wake of her death in December 2012. Last week, Stevens released this song, Should Have Known Better, which finds him expressing grief and embarrassment, likening the feelings to a black shroud. It starts out all very melancholy and continues that way for the length of the five-minute song, though about midway through it picks up with a modest, cheery little keyboard melody, as if the Sufjan who recorded 2005's Illinois suddenly took over the recording. Carrie and Lowell is shaping up to be Sufjan's most devastating record yet.
My brother had a daughter.
That's Sufjan Stevens with Should Have Known Better. It'll be featured on his album Carrion Lowell, out March 31st on Asthmatic Kitty Records. The album was partially recorded at Blackwatch Studios in Norman. Finally, we have an Australian psych rock band with a new single from their forthcoming album.
Listening to Tame Impala's first two records, particularly their debut, Inner Speaker, you get a sense of blacklights and basements and Pink Floyd posters, the stuff of rock and roll's experimental heyday in the late 1960s and early 70s. That frontman Kevin Parker's voice bears extreme resemblance to John Lennon's probably helped. But the conceit of the record's lead single, Solitude is Bliss, had nothing to do with altered perceptions or the free expression of love, or any other major theme from that era of classic rock. Instead, Parker writes songs about what he knows, being an introvert. And he's done it again with Tame Impala's latest effort, a song called Let It Happen, that finds him trading in guitars for a handful of sturdy, snappy drum beats straight out of the last Daft Punk record. If Parker was trying to sync up the music of that bygone era of rock and roll with modern big tent EDM, then he's succeeded like nobody I've ever heard before. Check it out.
Always around me, always more.
the current issue of Look at OKC has Adam Kemp's cover story on Tommy McDowell, a 70-year-old homeless man that keeps clean a 10-block area of 23rd Street in Oklahoma City. I'm Ryan LaCroix.
And I'm Matt Carney.
And this has been Sample Size. You can follow me on Twitter at KOSU Ryan.
And I'm at OK Matt Carney.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Ryan.